hosting this charity auction that night? Real blue bloods, and won't that be funny? Now I turn the page to Susie, who does the society stuff, and there's this picture of your daughter. See? Nice picture. And she's helping to organize the charity ball. So I started to think. Trask Radio. Trask Radio. So now here we are.
He's impressed and hires her on the spot. Forget the fairy tale plot. As a demonstration of how to link A to B and come up with C, Working Girl is a primer in the art of scratching. Actually, in business, it's perfectly legitimate to use the ideas you've scratched for without worrying about transforming them into something new. A talent agent I know was meeting with an opera singer to discuss ways to enlarge her career and broaden her appeal to the popular market. The diva mentioned that she would like to see some of the famous arias she'd recorded appear in films and on movie soundtracks, so millions of people would be exposed to her voice. A worthy objective. The executive had an idea for her. He showed her how the songwriter, Burt Bacharach, had produced a 4-CD limited edition of all the different singers who have recorded his hits over the years. He stamped out 1,000 copies of this private anthology and sent them to music executives and producers around the world. Bacharach's objective was to get producers thinking of him when they were looking for tunes for their recording artists and soundtracks. The agent suggested the same for the diva. Print up a private anthology of her best arias for the wider music community beyond the opera world. The agent was quite pleased with himself when he told me this useful idea. To my eye, he had taken A, Bacharach's idea, and B, the diva's desire to broaden her market, and come up with A, do the same as Bacharach. It was smart and practical, and it was probably the right answer. He'd done his homework. He hadn't done anything particularly creative, but then that wasn't his goal. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking this sort of connective thinking in business. It's smart and practical. Use what worked before and adapt it to your situation. With profits, paychecks, and promotions at stake, it's only natural to try to reduce the risk by relying on what's already worked. We've all been in meetings to deal with a problem. Everyone is stumped until someone remembers how another group solved the same problem. Everyone nods with relief. "Great idea," says the boss. "Let's do that." And moves on. That's legitimate connective thinking in business. But an artist cannot do that. People don't want to see you copying someone else. In fact, if you do, they take special delight in figuring out who or what you have copied. Art is not about minimizing risk and delivering work that is guaranteed to please. Artists have bigger goals. If being an artist means pushing the envelope, you don't want to stuff your material in someone else's envelope. You don't want to know the envelope has been invented. You want to find that out on your own. Scratching is a wildly unruly process, but a few rules can make it a bit more manageable. Be in shape. Scratching takes longer when you're rusty. Just as an athlete performs better if he's in top shape, ideas will come to you more quickly if you've been putting in the time at your chosen craft. If it's my first day back after a long layoff, I'm prepared to write off a whole week of work. I know much of it will be worthless, but I have to go through that process to get my mind and body back into shape. When my conditioning is right, I can feel productive in 2 or 3 minutes. You may already know this. Whatever your medium, if you've been away from it for a few weeks, the first days are going to be clumsy and fruitless. But things get easier as the rust falls away. The ideas come more smoothly. The hands on the instrument, the fingers at the keyboard, the eye at the easel respond in sync to the urgings of your mind and heart. You are fit and gleaming. You can't wait to attack your work. Scratch in the best places. When I'm searching for music for a dance, I go immediately to the best composers. Mozart, Beethoven, Brahms, Haydn. I listen to their music because I want to educate my ear, and more important, I want to find their best music. You only go around once in this life, so I'm not interested in creating dances to their minor works. I'm ruthless about this. I look at scratching in the best places as if I were working at a tailor's table. You've got the bolt of fabric, the tracing paper patterns, the pins to attach the pattern to the fabric, the scissors to cut the fabric, and the thread to stitch it all together. But the key is the fabric. The better the fabric, the more likely you will do your best work. That's why finding a great piece of music is key to making a great dance. The better the music, the better the dance. My objective is not to screw it up. Sculptors know that half their job is selecting the best stone to work with. It's all in the material. If they get the best material, they are over the hump. Directors say the same thing about casting. If you've got the best people, it's hard to go wrong. That's the way I feel about scratching among the masters. It makes it so much easier to get home. You should do the same. If you read for inspiration, read the top drawer writers, and read their masterworks first. If you get your inspiration from art, look at the masters. If it's movies, focus on directors in the pantheon of greats. Scratch among the best, and you will automatically raise the quality of ideas you uncover. Never scratch the same place twice. An integral part of Ulysses S. Grant's battle strategy was to never go back over the same terrain. You might meet the enemy pursuing you. More important, you gain no new information if you retrace your steps over already familiar land. Grant was always scouting new routes over new ground. That works for me, too, with scratching. I improvise in new rooms, turn on different music, change my reading habits, all in an effort to fight off old habits and shake myself up. If you scratch the same way all the time, you'll end up in the same place with the same old ideas. Maintain the white-hot pitch.